Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower with a smooth ride, intuitive controls, and attachments for every season. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Hi, friends. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. Many people think that getting rich must be a complex, fancy process that's out of their reach. Though there are many paths to financial freedom, the reality is that building wealth can be a series of simple, small steps that you accomplish over time. In this episode, I'm going to give you 5 principles of building wealth. If you're already following them, well, you're on the right path to achieving financial success. And if not, you'll know exactly what to do. Principle number 1, start saving early and automate it. One of the most important factors in how much wealth you accumulate depends on when you start saving. Starting early allows your money to compound and grow exponentially over time, even if you don't have much to invest. Never make the mistake of thinking that you'll start saving in the future. If you wait until you have more money, get a raise, earn a bonus, or get a tax refund, you're burning precious time. That's because waiting to invest even small amounts today will really cost you in the long run. Here's an example. Let's say you invest $200 a month starting in your mid-20s, and you get an average return of 7%. If you do that for 4 decades, you'll have close to $525,000 when you're in your mid-60s. But if you wait to start investing until you're in your mid-30s and even invest twice as much each month, or $400, you'd only have about $485,000 to spend during retirement, assuming the same return. In other words, waiting 10 years to get started means you had to pay more out of pocket for decades and you came up $40,000 short. Because it's so easy to procrastinate saving, the best strategy is to automate it. Have money automatically transferred from your paycheck or bank account into a savings or investment account every single month. Putting your financial future on autopilot simplifies your life and ensures you'll slowly get rich. I'll tell you more about where to put your money in the next principles. Principle number 2, save money for the short term. Though we tend to use the terms saving and investing interchangeably, they're really not the same thing. Savings is the cash you keep on hand for short-term planned purchases and unexpected emergencies. For instance, if you're saving money for a down payment on a house that you plan to buy within the next year or two, keep it 100% safe in a high-yield bank account that's FDIC insured. Your savings should never be invested because the value could drop at the exact moment you really need all the money. If you don't have an emergency fund that's equal to at least 3 to 6 months worth of your living expenses, make accumulating one a top financial priority. Set aside 10% of your gross pay until you have a healthy cash cushion to land on if you lose your job or you can't work for an extended period of time. Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Principle number 3, invest for the long term. Investments are the opposite of savings because they're for your distant future, like retirement. If you're relying on being healthy enough to work until the day you die or on living off of Social Security as a sole source of income, that's extremely risky. Over time, a diversified stock portfolio has historically earned an average of 10%. But even if you only get a 7% return on your investments, you'll have over $1 million to spend during retirement if you put aside $400 a month for 40 years. So start saving a minimum of 10% of your gross income for retirement. Yes, that's 10% in addition to the 10% for savings that I previously mentioned. Consider these amounts monthly obligations to yourself, no different than any bill you have with a due date. Now, if you think that's more saving and investing than you can afford, start tracking your spending carefully and categorizing it. I promise that when you see exactly how you're spending money, you'll find opportunities to save it. Then divert those amounts to savings or investments instead. After you build up enough total emergency savings, continue putting aside 20% of your income. You could invest the full amount or invest 15% and save 5% for something else, like a new car or a vacation. Principle number 4, use tax-advantaged retirement accounts. If your employer offers a retirement plan, like a 401k or a 403b, start participating as soon as possible, especially if they match some amount of your contributions. Here's why matching is such a big deal. Let's say you get a full match on the first 3% of your salary that you contribute to a 401k. If you earn $40,000 a year and contribute 10% of your salary, that comes out to $4,000 a year or $333 a month. If that's all you ever invested over 40 years with a 7% average return, you'd have a nest egg close to $875,000. That's pretty great, but now consider what happens when your matching funds kick in. If your employer matches contributions up to 3% of your salary and you're earning $40,000, they'll add an additional $1,200 a year or $100 a month to your account. Now you're socking away $5,200 a year instead of $4,000, which means you'll have over $1.1 million after 40 years. That's about $260,000 more that you get to spend during retirement thanks to those additional matching funds. Even if you don't plan to work for the same company for decades, or your employer doesn't match contributions, I'm still a big fan of using workplace retirement accounts because they give you multiple benefits. Not only do they automate investing by deducting contributions straight out of your paycheck before you can spend them, retirement plans also save you money on taxes each year. And you can take all your money with you, including your vested matching funds, if you leave the company. If your job doesn't offer a retirement plan, or you're self-employed, it's easy to create your own with an individual retirement arrangement, or IRA. Principle number 5, don't pay high interest. Every dollar of interest you pay to a lender or a credit card company is a dollar that won't be making you rich. If you have high interest debt, get rid of it as soon as possible so you can put your money to better use. Start by making a list of your debts and the interest rates you're paying on each one. Reducing the highest interest accounts first will save you the most money, so you can use it to pay off the debt even faster. But if you want the satisfaction of eliminating a smaller debt first, even if it isn't your most expensive debt, that's fine too. The idea is to be conscious of what you're really paying on your debt and to create a plan to cut your interest payments. Remember that if you're only making minimum payments on your credit cards, you're making the card company rich instead of building wealth for yourself. The key to building wealth is to start saving and investing right away. Don't get discouraged if you have to start small. Putting away just $25 a month is better than nothing. And if you didn't start investing in your 20s, don't stress out about it. Simply take action and get started right now. Setting up your accounts and automating contributions is a powerful step in the right direction. Years from now, when you've got savings and investments to fall back on or to fund the lifestyle of your dreams, you'll be really glad that you took control of your financial future. For more money tips and advice, be sure to visit the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. We always include links to everything mentioned in the show, plus give you additional resources. This is podcast number 271, so there's a huge archive of past podcasts, plus even more articles on just about every personal finance topic under the sun. Just use the search bar at the top of the page. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the free Money Girl newsletter, join the Money Girl Facebook page, and follow on Twitter, where my username is at Laura Adams, LauraAdams, with no space. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.